flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Now, back to the guys.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI. It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now?
It's Kiefer Madness.
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Okay.
Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
Best gag is you're going to get around here.
Hot wieners anywhere.
Three all the way.
Cheeseburger Club.
All right, here we go. Time for Kiefer Madness on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. And this might be a first, Jones. I don't recall ever going to Alaska for a story.
Really?
I don't believe so. I mean, we've done a lot of Mad and I over the years, but I don't recall many, if any, from the great state of Alaska. You ever been to Alaska?
I have not.
You never covered the Great Alaska Shootout?
I have not.
That'd probably be the only reason to go.
Yeah.
Although the last season of True Detective took place in Alaska.
That's true.
It's dark a lot. Where's
dark
the sun?
Dark quite often.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, Glenn Rice and Sarah Palin in the Great Alaska Shootout.
Nice.
I did not have that experience. No.
No. Neither did I. But no. We have a different tale to tell. And let's go to the Alaska news team. This is quite a squad they assembled here.
A dispute between two brothers Wednesday night ended without alleged animal cruelty.
All right, so two brothers, and there's alleged animal cruelty,
okay.
Which obviously I'm not a fan of.
No.
I don't stand for it. There was two brothers, though, and they got into an argument. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the news story doesn't say what the argument was about,
okay.
But it is in the write-up that I read. So why don't you guys all take a guess as to what these two brothers got into an argument over?
It's an animal. I don't know what kind of animal. Were they a cleanup after the dog sort
smart.
Of thing? Like
dog,
you got the dog
all over the floor. This is my
yes,
floor.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, Thank you. That sort of thing.
Mess.
Yeah.
A dog mess.
Yeah, how's that?
All right. Bill, you got a stab here?
You ate the food that was labeled with my name.
That's good a good one, too.
Good one.
Ate my food. You ate my D'Angelo sub. Now I'm going to sock you right in the face.
Yeah.
Nick, you got a guess?
Well, now I'm just picturing the people yelling about the Wizard of Oz.
Those guys. It was not the Wicked Witch of the East, bro. It was not those guys. They got into an argument over anime.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Her sister was a witch.
It's not
right?
These guys.
And what was her sister? A princess. The Wicked Witch of the East.
It was not those guys. It was two Alaskans.
Kind of similar, though.
Very similar.
Yeah.
I don't even know specifically what it was about. We could bring in Chris Scheim, our anime expert. Maybe he could say what people are fighting over right now about anime. But
yeah, what's controversial in the anime
maybe
streets.
One character is greater than the other. One yeah. show, one. I don't know.
Grow up, bro. Grow up.
Get it.
Unfortunately, now those guys did not. There's no animal cruelty involved with those
no,
two.
No.
The Wicked Witch of the Eastboro guys. But unfortunately, in this story, does have a little bit.
Dispute between two brothers Wednesday night ended with alleged animal cruelty and a missing crocodile. Olivia.
Oh.
Classic Alaskan animal, the crocodile.
Yeah.
So we now
native
have a
to Alaska.
Correct.
Yeah.
Crocodile now on the land.
Swims right across the Bering Strait there to Russia.
Crocodile's missing.
Very well known. Yeah.
Crocodile tears. Missing.
And a missing crocodile. Olivia Nordyke joins us with more on the altercation between the siblings. Olivia?
Well, according to Alaska State Troopers, Ricky and Tyler Lowe had a physical altercation after a disagreement. Arrest papers say the brothers pushed each other before Tyler threw his brother's alligator outside.
They pushed each other, and then they're like, all right, well, this isn't getting the job done. I'm going to take your alligator and toss him outside.
Oh, you view it that way. I thought they were kind of like, hey, we're really
jostling over the alligator?
Really getting into it here. Let's take the alligator and...
No, I don't think it was to protect the alligator.
I don't want to get shoved onto the alligator. You don't think so?
No, I think it was like, I'm going to get you. Basically, like, I'm going to take something of yours, and I'm going to hurt you this way.
Yeah.
Ricky responded, throwing Tyler's crocodile outside.
You heard that right. One of these guys has a crocodile. One of them has an alligator. So both got tossed out. If you're watching on Twitch or YouTube, that is the gentleman who threw the alligator.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
He's not a
babble. You're going to look at me and you're going to tell me that I'm wrong?
He's not
dead
an overly
eyes.
Big guy.
No, a little guy. Yeah. It's not a full-grown alligator.
Oh, okay.
No, it's not like a 6 foot, 8 foot.
I can't be.
6 to 7 foot premium. 7, 8 foot premium. It's not one of those.
You watch Swamp People, those 10, 12 foot gators are
just there's huge gators.
Monsters.
No, this wasn't the case. But no. I love how one brother is like the alligator guy and one brother is the crocodile guy. I do like that.
In official documents, troopers state Ricky Lowe placed the call after the altercation between the brothers and after he allegedly drove several miles away with his 2-year-old son in the vehicle while intoxicated.
No, I don't like that.
Well,
I don't like that at all. So he's got an alligator, a crocodile, a 2-year-old son. He's fighting over anime. Now he's driving around in Alaska.
Let's hear it out. Maybe he's got a good reason to shine.
I can't imagine. Yeah. I thought he went to London. he's in Alaska fighting one of his brothers.
Troopers went to both brothers, Ricky miles away, and Tyler where their altercation began. After arriving, AST says they searched for the missing reptiles with Tyler Lowe. A nearby neighbor says he saw the authorities arrive, but wasn't expecting the reason why.
Let's hear from one of the neighbors.
Oh,
let's
good.
Hear from the Alaskan neighbor. This guy, we got boots on the ground here.
Good.
And they go, have you seen an alligator run past here? And I go, you guys are kidding, right? Goes, no, I'm a state trooper. I wouldn't kid about something like that.
I'm a state trooper. I wouldn't kid about something like that.
I'm a serious man.
I do serious business.
I'm not here to make alligator jokes.
Did you see an alligator run by?
Yeah.
Is what he asked him.
Yeah. He's like, it's Alaska, sir.
No, I believe I have not seen him. There's the other brother on Twitch and YouTube now.
That looks right.
Yep. Checks out. You'd only need 4 or 5 guesses to figure out what he's in for.
After searching the area, Ricky's alligator was located, but Tyler's crocodile remains at large.
All right, so we got an alligator in custody. We have a crocodile at large.
Yeah.
So still... If you're in Alaska, you're listening on the Odyssey app, keep your eyes peeled for one alligator. Nice job, Brian. There's the classic difference there, side by side. Crocodile got a much longer snout.
Oh, yeah.
Much more narrow snout.
Right out of the picture.
Alligator's got a big blockhead. Alligator more your Ernie, crocodile more your Bert.
Oh.
That's how I would look at
it. Good way of putting it, yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Both can be vicious creatures. Not made for Alaska, by the way.
Local expert and nonprofit reptile rescue operator Jonathan Campbell says all hope is not lost.
It is possible in some cases for a cold-blooded animal that has endured colder temperatures to be warmed up and be okay, maybe with some health defects.
But the reptile...
With some what?
I didn't get that either.
What do they get? Warm up with what?
Be okay, maybe with some health defects.
Health defects.
Oh, health defects.
Yeah.
This story's no joke. So they got a neighbor witness. They went out and a reptile expert. They got her on Zoom breaking this down.
Yep.
They got photos of these guys in lockup. Like, they did a good job on this.
Alaska news team is not.
They kind of Yeah, they nailed it.
Leading the news that night, I'd imagine. They're not going to joke around about this.
But the reptiles' lives were in danger and still could be.
I would venture to say that it is unfortunate that of the two species, it is the crocodile that was not located, because it does have a more slim chance of survival than the alligator would in temperatures like this.
Oh. I think that's a joke about the snout. The snout is slimmer.
Could
so
be.
His chances of survival perhaps slimmer.
Could be. So the alligator's got a better chance of...
Yeah, because of the blood.
Making it in Alaska. Okay.
Alligator blood.
Interesting.
In arrest papers, troopers said they looked as much as they were able in the surrounding area.
we can't find it. we looked as much as we could. Yeah, you guys see it? No.
Nah, all right, snowmobile's out of gas. Gotta come back.
All right. Let's go home.
Not gonna make it.
It's getting dark. Like, it's always dark.
Like,
So we are in Alaska. It's gonna be dark for about 30 days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably should head home.
We'll look then.
Did you guys see the alligator? No.
There's was that gator scat? Gator scat over there?
Sniffing it?
Yeah.
It's fresh gator scat. You know, you can put it down. We know it's a gator. We're looking for a gator.
Yeah, you can see the little slither trail right there. It's a gator. You have to sniff the scat.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
And located the alligator near some landscaping rocks, but were unable to look under some sheds and vehicles.
That shed's too big. I can't get under there. Can you look under that vehicle?
Nah.
I'm not bending over there. No, not me.
Might be a gator under there.
Not looking under there. We're looking for a gator. Yeah. No, not today.
I think putting any reptile outside is, I believe, the basis of the animal cruelty charge.
Right, but you don't have any evidence that it was killed or injured?
Not this time.
So they also have the courtroom scene.
Wow.
They did a lot of, like, they did a lot more searching than the police did. They went under every shed and vehicle.
Is Courtney leaking this out from her jury duty?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe Courtney's on this.
This is the case Courtney's got.
What if she got this one?
The gator. The gator croc case.
Croc.
In Alaska.
Croc missing, gator found.
Yeah.
Two brothers at odds. Two brothers fighting over anime.
Civil war all over again.
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. Taking it out on their own creatures.
Yeah.
You gotta leave the creatures out of it. If you have a problem with your brother, handle it brother to brother. Don't be grabbing alligators and crocodiles.
Well, and don't bring the authorities into it. This is a good point. Alaska reporting doesn't mention one single county.
Seriously, not a county to be had.
That's something we get.
Maybe they only have one county.
Just one
county. Just Alaskan county.
Yeah, that's a good point.
We're here in Juneau County. Arkansas is everybody. Well, this guy comes by way of...
Florida does a lot of that, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Broward.
Polk.
Polk County, good one.
Sure.
That's one of the good counties.
Yeah.
Neighbors nearby say they haven't seen any signs of the crocodile, which, according to neighbors, is approximately 2.5 feet in length.
Oh, that's it.
You had to ask the neighbors how big the crocodile was? Why don't you ask the two inmates? It's their crocodile.
Oh, they bleed the fifth.
2.5 foot croc.
Yeah.
Which, should they even have? I would guess not.
Well, should they have a croc?
Should they have a crocodile?
Yeah, I don't. No, my answer to that is no.
Or an alligator?
I thought you were saying should they have one that size? Yeah. I was going to say they shouldn't have one. Period. But yeah, no, I would say no. You shouldn't be walking around.
Everybody's
with that,
there's an alligator under your car. I'm like, are you serious?
That's a different story.
Scaly the alligator. That's good.
He is my emotional support alligator.
We had a lot of different alligator stories. We had a lot of alligator stories.
But none from Alaska. This is the first one from Alaska.
No. Yeah. you're getting a good breakdown here by Brian, who's running Twitch today. Crocodile has a V-shaped snout. The alligator, more of your classic U-shaped snout. Lower teeth are visible on the crocodile.
Yeah, so if you see the bottom teeth. If you're lucky enough and close enough to see the bottom teeth, then you can say that's a croc, not a gator.
Crocodile probably looks more like a dinosaur than an alligator. Alligator, they both have dinosaur eyes.
I think I'd go the other way.
You think an alligator looks more like a dinosaur?
I do.
You haven't watched enough dinosaur stuff. The crocodile with the teeth, where you can see the front, and even when their mouth is closed, you can see top and bottom teeth. I don't know. That looks like a dinosaur to me.
Well, they both do. Put me down for alligator on Team Dinosaur.
It's the eyes.
I agree. It is the eyes. Look at the eyes on the gator. It is the eyes.
Those are good.
I agree with that. You're just looking at the
I'm looking
eyes.
At both of them. They both look like they're looking at me, but also as I'm moving, they're kind of looking around.
That's a dinosaur right there.
Man. Yeah. So anyway, there's your breakdown.
Wow.
Up in the
I was picturing a bigger gator that whole time. 2.5 feet was not what I was expecting.
No.
You heard right. Emotional support alligator.
Remember the one story we did of the guy that had the alligator and the town was trying to take it from him? He's had it for 20 years. He built a little pool on the side of his house.
Yeah.
And they're like, you really can't have that because I don't think his papers are up to snuff. And he's like, they're like, it's also kind of like a danger to people. And he's like, no, it's not. He's like, yeah, I bring kids in to take pictures sometimes, but like, whatever. And you're like, no, sir. Man, they come in, they like taking pictures with the guy.
And
it's like a full grown alligator.
At that point, you got to defend the track record. You got to be like, I've been here 20 years.
How many bites?
Only a handful
of
bites.
Yeah. Two, three bites.
Only ate one kid.
They're vicious. I also love the Jackass episode where Steve-O, remember he had like all the meat tied to him?
Yeah.
And he
run through.
He,
right?
No, he had like the rope and he was like scaling on the rope and this meat was hanging from his like underwear.
Yeah.
I don't know who wrote that
one.
That was a winner. Yeah, alligators, according to the text line, are not aggressive, while crocodiles are more aggressive. There you go.
That is more. That's more of a dinosaur. That's an instinct thing. The alligator sounds a little more domesticated.
The 860 says when crocs and gators get cold, they suffer from reptile dysfunction.
Put them in touch with my friend Dale at Northeast Men's Health. They probably cover that.
I would think they could do gators. Gators, crocs?
Yeah. Oh, I think they got that covered.
Oh, my God, for sure.
I would imagine.
For sure.
So that's Kiefer Madness every Tuesday. Yet another creature feature.
They've been mostly creature features ever since you pointed out the fact that we haven't had a lot of creature features. They've been mostly. And then Alaska, we're checking off all the boxes. We should start filling in the states, get one of those maps, fill in the states for the Mad Nine.
Yeah, that's
the way to do it. So Arkansas, Alaska. Maybe we're just doing alphabetical
Florida.
At this point.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did Florida. We had like two Massachusetts ones recently. Mm. New Hampshire? We doing New Hampshire? I think we did.
Mice.
Oh,
mice.
The guy that dropped off 50 boxes of mice.
50 50 boxes of mice.
I'm sorry. There's a ton of mice in each box, and I don't want them anymore. They're like, sir.
I'm sorry. I thought this was New Hampshire.
We need an update on that story, by the way.
What they did with all those mice. We absolutely do. That's the madness. Let's get back into the Red Sox, their offseason, along with two prominent Patriots-related stories. Bill Belichick to North Carolina picking up steam, and Gerard Mayo coaching for his job. All that next.